Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Plastic is so prevalent in the environment that it's been found in the most remote parts of the Earth. It's even in the blood in our veins and breast milk.
That's because almost 95% of tap water in the U.S. contains plastic particles called microplastics. It's also in much of our food.
The World Wildlife Fund gave a jarring comparison that the average American ingests about a credit card a week of plastic. In a year, that's just over half a pound. What's not conclusive yet is the impact that it has on our health.
What's indisputable is the global demand for plastics, and 90% of plastic made globally is not recycled. So millions of tons of it end up in landfills and become so fragmented they break down into microplastics.
Studies have found plastic particles in our blood, feces, lungs, intestines, and even the placenta. To make things more concerning, up to 10,000 chemicals are used to make plastic.
Recent studies now implicate these tiny plastics in heart disease. They accumulate in fatty plaques inside blood vessels. The study found that people with plastic-containing plaques were almost 5 times more likely to get a stroke, heart attack, or die compared with people with plastic-free plaques.
In animal studies, microplastics cause inflammation, neurotoxicity, and disruption in the respiratory system and the gut microbiome.
The studies are still preliminary, but we believe the impact on human health will continue to be found. The impact on the environment is already here.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.